The world is full of broken people. Splints, casts, miracle drugs, and time can't mend fractured hearts, wounded minds, torn spirits. Currently, Sunshine was Mickey Belsong's medication of choice, and Southern California in late August was an apothecary with a deep supply of this prescription. Tuesday afternoon, wearing a bikini and oiled for broiling, Mickey reclined in a lounge chair in her Aunt Geneva's backyard. The nylon webbing was a nausea-inducing shade of green, and it sagged, too, and the aluminum joints creaked as though the lawn furniture were far older than Mickey, who was only 28, but who sometimes felt ancient. Her aunt, from whom fate had stolen everything except a reliable sense of humor, referred to the yard as the garden. That would be the rosebush. The property was wider than it was deep, to allow the full length of the house trailer to face the street. Instead of a lawn with trees, a narrow covered patio shaded the front entrance. Here and back, a strip of grass extended from one side of the lot to the other, but it provided a scant 12 feet of turf between the door and the rear fence. The grass flourished because Geneva watered it regularly with a hose. The rosebush, however, responded perversely to tender care. In spite of ample sunshine, water, and plant food, in spite of the regular aeration of its roots and periodic treatment with measured doses of insecticide, the bush remained as scraggly and as blighted as any specimen watered with venom and fed pure sulfur in the satanic gardens of hell. Face to the sun, eyes closed, striving to empty her mind of all thought, yet troubled by insistent memories, Mickey had been cooking for half an hour when a small, sweet voice asked, "Are you suicidal?" She turned her head toward the speaker and saw a girl of 9 or 10 standing at the low, sagging picket fence that separated this trailer space from the one to the west. Sun glare veiled the kid's features. "Skin cancer kills," the girl explained. "So does vitamin D deficiency." "Not likely. Your bones get soft." "Rickets, I know. But you can get vitamin D in tuna, eggs, and dairy products. That's better than too much sun." Closing her eyes again, turning her face to the deadly blazing heavens, Mickey said, "Well, I don't intend to live forever." "Why not?" "Maybe you haven't noticed, but nobody does." "I probably will," the girl declared. "How's that work? A little extraterrestrial DNA?" "Yeah, right. You're part alien?" "Not yet. I have to make contact first." Mickey opened her eyes again and squinted at the ET wannabe. "You've been watching too many reruns of The X-Files, kid." "I've only got until my next birthday, and then all bets are off." The girl moved along the swooning fence to a point where it had entirely collapsed. She clattered along the flattened section of pickets and approached Mickey. "Do you believe in life after death?" "I'm not sure I believe in life before death," Mickey said.